Instrumental there. I say a little prayer for you, the Burt Bacharach tune done by Polo del Mar, but it's actually Pollo del Mar from San Francisco, a surf band that has been at it and doing it fantastically for quite a while, and they're still doing it. So it's wonderful. And we heard the Monkees, a little bit you, a little bit me. That wasn't a Mike Nesmith tune. That was probably like, you know, I don't know, something from the Brill Building with the Wrecking Crew in the background. This is probably when, before the Monkees were playing their instruments. So I think this is kind of fascinating, the whole thing about the Monkees not playing instruments. So it was a big deal, like back then. It goes, oh, they have the Wrecking Crew and the Monkees don't play their instruments. They're not a real band. Then the Monkees start doing it. Then the Monkees get old and the Monkees start touring again. And the Monkees aren't playing their instruments again. The last tour was really hard to watch. I know it was bittersweet, a lot more bitter than sad, more sad than anything else. Mike Nesmith could barely stand up. He was probably in a lot of pain, but the show sounded pretty good. But it was Dolenz and Nesmith, the last two Monkees on the last tour. If you were lucky enough to see that, that was quite a thing to see. Now one Monkey left. Mike Nesmith story is interesting. I got to interview Mike Nesmith when doing Steel City Con, part of like the Q&As. So he did the Q&A, and I have to like juggle a lot when I do these things. So I like run all the video stuff, and then I run the audio stuff. I make sure everything sounds good. And at that time, they had speakers in the ceiling. I fixed all that up now. But anyhow, there's speakers in the ceiling, and for you would think a lifetime of, this was about 3 years ago when Mike Nesmith was there. You'd think he'd be able to use a microphone. He had a wireless microphone, and it's like he's putting it too close to his mouth, and he's taking it away, and I'm trying to like ride, I'm trying to, people saying, I can't hear him. So I like turn up the sound, then he moves it closer. And so it was interesting. He must be used to not a handheld and having a mic stand. So, but this mic's all over the place. And I remember I turn up the volume to get, so people could hear him. He tips the mic upwards, gets feedback. So you hear this, ooh. He looks at me with just utter hate and disgust. And I was like crushed. It was like, oh man, that guy just stared daggers at me. And it was like, I'm just trying to help you out, buddy. I didn't give you feedback because I don't know what I'm doing. You don't seem to know how to use a wireless microphone. So that was my little thing with Mike Nesmith. Luckily, I got through the rest of the Q&A fine, but I had to like basically sit down and wiggle the volume knob all around just due to the fact that this microphone was all over the place. I guess we should have had a mic stand, but you know, you just don't know those kind of things. Debbie Gibson was different like that because we had Debbie Gibson there. She really knew what to do with a wireless microphone. Same with Mickey Dolenz. When we had Mickey Dolenz there, I got to interview him twice at Steel City Con. He's a very fascinating dude. He's really fun, real fun-loving guy, the kind of person you would expect out of Mickey Dolenz. And but yeah, Mike Nesmith, I'm sure he wasn't feeling too good. I think he had like a heart attack like 6 months before that. He's just not in good health. But I don't know, maybe he couldn't even hold the microphone up. I don't know. But needless to say, that was a very uncomfortable situation with my brush with Mike Nesmith. All right, we heard, back to the show, all right. We heard Ralph Nielsen and the Chancellors doing Little Demon, Crazy Little Woman by the 3Ds, Groove a Little, T-Rex, that's right, Mark Bolan and T-Rex, Groove a Little. Then we heard A Little Love, Don and Dewey. I would love to see some footage of Don and Dewey. These two were like screamers, man. I mean, they made a big deal about Sam and Dave. Don and Dewey were maniacs. They did stuff like this. They did Big Boy Pete. They did Justine. They were a couple screamers, man. Don and Dewey doing A Little Love. Then we heard Little Stereo. I remember when this album came into the studio in 2006, a band called the Teddy Bears from Stockholm, and this album Soft Machine, and the Teddy Bears, and they brought in like Iggy Pop to do vocals. They brought in a lot of different people to do vocals, and they wear these big teddy bear heads, these big bear heads, and the music is just great, great electronic dance pop music. I don't even pop, it's just good electronic music. That was Little Stereo by Teddy Bears with Daddy Boston doing the vocals there. We heard Always Little Girls Cry by The Liars, a little bit of 60s garage. Beautiful tune. beautiful tune by Everything But the Girl. Those first couple Everything But the Girl albums in the late 1980s are just like I call it like classic music. They did not age a day. And that was Little Hitler by Everything But the Girl. Tracy Thorn, her voice just so gorgeous. And Ben Watts' music writing and guitar playing, really wonderful. I always say this every time I play Everything But the Girl, but they were actually pretty much not happy with success. It's interesting. You get into the music business and it's like, I want to be successful. I want to, have a good life. I want to, and they get to be successful. And they hated it. They said, we liked it better when we played clubs and we were kind of just like, didn't have all this money to deal with and all these problems. And I'm thinking, wow, that's just great. See, it just goes to show you can work and strive. And once you get something, maybe that's why so many people are unhappy. They strive for something and then they get it. And then, it's not as great as I thought it'd be. Not like me. I enjoy every little tasty tidbit I got in life. I say that I have a uncompromised life of modest success. That's the Zambo Credo. All right, let's get back to the little stuff. I won a little sugar, Nina Simone, and I'd like to thank my buddy Greg Yanido from San Francisco for getting me a copy of that. He got me that way back when I was DJing Swing Nights. And he says, play this. I'm like, oh my God, that's awesome. And we heard the Masonics doing Don't Worry Your Little Head, A Little Less Conversation, an Elvis classic with the Wrecking Crew behind him. Man, that song still really holds up well. A Little Less Conversation, Elvis Presley. And we heard Julian Covey and the Machine doing A Little Bit Hurt. And we started with I Love Little Pussy by Shampoo. Woo! Bunch of stuff. I almost talked my way into a 20-minute break. Oh, man. We are doing all songs about little. So it's little. So that's the whole show is little. The other part of the show is all big because it's dualities. I'm doing two-part shows. The next section is going to be all songs with color black, all songs color white. And here comes Joey G and the Come-Ons with their tearing up version of Little Latin Loopy-Loo. I don't know who originally did that. Was it Freddie Boom Boom Cannon? I might have been, or Johnny Pow Pow Shotgun. I forget. One of those guys. You listen to Zombo In Your Brain, WRCT Pittsburgh, rebroadcast on the BBCQ, the Planet Specialty Shows on RadioCrown.com, and unlimited Zombo downloads. All of these shows, you can get them for free on ZomboCo.com. Here's Joey G and the Come-Ons, Little Latin Loopy-Loo.
Talk about my baby. Dog. Loopy Loo can shut him down. Oh, if you wanna watch to see, she's the best for miles around. She's my mashed potato baby. Go! Ah! Baba, baba, loopy loo. I shake it, shake.
Sweet. Pick up. concerned about the coronavirus? Of course you are. We all are. But if you go to the Allegheny County website at www.alleghenycounty.us, you'll find all kinds of information. Did you know about 80% of the people infected will not need any medical attention and will get better on their own? For more information on that and on how you can protect yourself and on preventive actions you can take to prevent the spread, and if you're sick, how to keep from spreading the virus to others, go to www.alleghenycounty.us. Also, if you're a business or organization that can offer donations of N95 masks, gloves, and gowns, email COVID-19 donations at alleghenycounty.us. Again, that email is COVID-19 donations at alleghenycounty.us. Are you concerned about the coronavirus? Of course you are. We all are. But if you go to the Allegheny County website at alleghenycounty.us, you'll find all kinds of information, such as how you can protect yourself, what are some preventive actions you can take to prevent the spread, and if you're sick, how to keep from spreading the virus to others. To find the answers to these and more, go to www.alleghenycounty.us.
There we go. All right, winding down this little show. All songs about little things. We heard Little Mary, a nice thing I got from some old tapes. That was Gene McNone. And we heard Little M from an album called Lucky Eye from the Flat Dual Jets. And that album really means a lot to me. There are several albums around this period of time that got me through some dark times. That's the nice thing about music, man. It can do better than any kind of therapy, any kind of friend, any kind of substance, any kind of drug, any kind of music can get you through anything if you just listen to it, okay? And that was a beautiful tune from the album Lucky Eye, a very, very nice spot in my heart for that album. Especially that tune is so pretty. It's unlike a lot of other Flat Duo Jets tunes. It really is a sweet tune. And that was Little M, the Flat Duo Jets. And we heard Dream a Little Dog. Oh my God, another fantastic tune. That was Pittsburgh's own Margot Bingham from the Boardwalk Empire soundtrack. She was actually in Boardwalk Empire, the TV show with Steve Buscemi. And that was Dream a Little Dream of Me. Wow. She really does a fantastic job with that. And the Switching Gears from 72, Captain Beefheart and his Magic Band doing Crazy Little Thing. And that was from the Clear Spot record, which was more of his, like, one of his more bluesy albums, more like jazz blues album rather than his avant-garde stuff. But still, a fine album, nonetheless. That, and I believe it's, what was the one, like, Clear Spot, and there was another one right around that time that had I Want to Booglerize You on it. That was a good one. Those two records of Captain Beefheart were probably like his most like accessible stuff, but still Captain Beefheart. We started off with Joey G and the Come-Ons with Little Latin Loopy Lou. You're listening to Zombo in Your Brain, winding down this show. The other part of this show is all songs about big. So we did big and little. That's a duality series I'm doing. These two-part shows. And they're going to be on Thursdays, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. And then it's going to be Fridays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on this here station, WRCT Pittsburgh. Rebroadcast on WBCQ, The Planet Shortwave Radio, and all the Zombo you possibly could want to download for free at ZomboCo.com. Here is Little Red Book. And it isn't the Burt Bacharach's Little Red Book. He wrote it. And it's not Love's version of Little Red Book, which I guess he hated. He said, what a bunch of hacks. These guys cannot even play my song correctly. So he was not real happy with Love, but the band Love did his song Little Red Book. I'm sure he wasn't real happy with the Brown Paper Bag because they really teared it up. Here is Little Red Book by the Brown Paper Bag. Zombo in Your Brain, WRCT, Pittsburgh. All little stuff, little show.
Yeah. cry. A little space girl sat there crying right before my eyes. Stepping up a little closer to see what I could see. She said,
Mr. Eggman, will you please marry me?
I said, why, no, I couldn't do that. Well, that just wouldn't be right. 'Cause you and me, and me and you, we don't even look alike. 'Cause you've got four arms,
the better to hold you.
Three lips,
the better to kiss you.
Three eyes,
all the better to see. I can really rock and swing, 'cause I've got more of everything. Oh, Mr. Eggman, will you marry me?
Then I said, what will people think when we go strolling by? Why, they not only laugh at us, they lay right down and die. Then they'd put you and me in jail, there we would be. And the people, they'd come from miles around just to look at you and me. 'Cause you've got four arms,
the better to hold you.
Three lips,
the better to kiss you.
Three eyes,
all the better to see.
I said, this thing's gone far enough. I've had enough of this. She said,
please, Mr. Eggman, just one little kiss.
I said, okay, 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 but then you go away. But when I finished kissing her, I had this to say. Oh, you've got four arms,
the better to hold you.
Three lips,
the better to kiss you.
Three.
It sure does help. give this house a little bit of Western style.
See the moose head coming through the Rembrandt painting. It always makes me smile. And it sure does help to give this house a little bit of Western style. See the cowboy boots on Venus de Milo on her beautiful legs of tile. Well, they sure do help to give this house a little bit of Western style. The folks we bought this house from, they didn't have no taste at all. They bought a lot of things in Europe and they hung them on the wall. But I covered them over with guns and horseshoes to make them look worthwhile. And it sure does help to give this house a little bit of Western style. Now some folks think that the big oil derrick makes the parlor look vile, but it sure does help to keep this house in the best of Western style. It sure does help to give this house a little bit of Western style.
Hey, little rainbow.
I just love that tune, and I'd like to thank the listener whoever first requested me to play that on the radio a while ago. It's the Ass Ponies with Little Bastard, a great tune from 1994, and I was doing my show live, and this guy goes, can you play Little Bastard by Ass Ponies? So I'm looking to make sure there's no dirty words other than, well, bastard's not really a dirty word. It used to be a dirty word, not a dirty word now. And I'm like, and I play it, and I go, oh my God, this dude gets it. So that's one thing I really miss about you guys making requests. I've learned a lot from you, just as much as, you know, you may hear my music. I really love giving requests on the radio, which I will be giving back in the radio station probably in the spring. Okay, so this show is all Lidl. All songs about Lidl, okay? All Lidl. The next show, or not sure, the show before this, anyhow, the other part of this is all songs about being big. But we heard Poor Lidl Baby by Billy Crash Craddock. And what I think is the perfect rocker ever done, and that is Rose Maddox and the Maddox Brothers doing Hey Little Dreamboat. Boy, that song just her hooling and howling and singing, and the band just really, really sends, really, really sends shivers to my shekels. And we heard another great rockabilly tune, Tommy Tucker with Bill Black's Combo doing A Little More Love. That's a neat tune. I always dig that. A little bit of Western style, a song that I found on an old tape. And I love that tune, A Little Bit of Western Style by Rusty Draper. And I haven't been able to find that anywhere. But it was on this reel-to-reel tape. And I was like, hey, this is pretty good. And we heard Little Heart Attacks, Having Little Heart Attacks by PJ and the Haystackers and Jesse Lee Turner. This goes out to Harriet, who manages the Boss Stingray. I know she loves this tune. If she's listening, hey, this one's for you. Little Space Girl. She always likes when I play Little Space Girl. George, and then another one. My sister is a big fan of this tune, and that is George Baker doing A Little Green Bag. And we heard a funny version of it from a compilation. It's the Jerry Ross Symphony, and there's an album came out called Stool Softener Pop, and it's all like easy listening versions of pop tunes. And that's his version of Little Green Bag. We heard Little Willie. When was the last time you heard Little Willie? 1973 from Sweet. And that was probably got a lot of radio airplay at its time. But when was that really played recently? Like, I'd say never. Nice little bubblegum pop tune there. The whole set started off, that was a damn good set. And that whole started off with a brown paper bag doing Little Red Book. You're listening to Zombo in Your Brain, WRCT Pittsburgh, winding down the Little Show. Gonna play something of my own, all right? This is from the new Polka Maniacs album. We spent 2 years making this album, and I certainly hope you like it. Just go to zomboco.com if you want to get a copy of this. It's from our new album, Never Mind the Bolsheviks. Here's the Polka Maniacs, and it's if the Ramones did a polka number. And it's a thing called She's My Little Pierogi. And you're listening to Zombo in Your Brain, WRCT Pittsburgh. I remainin' in your brainin'. All right, here comes the tune in about 2 seconds. She's My Little Pierogi, Polka Maniacs.
Oh, is whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad. Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, Em. Remind me about that party again.
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations, and they want honest answers in everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Let's just keep the music going. How about some Hoodoo Gurus, I Want You Back? It's the Viva La Mock radio program here on 88.3 WRCT.
I can still recall the time she said she was always mine. And she lived.
Talking.